the Colby Event Center. I'm Benjamin Hutchinson alongside Lance Cornelson. And joining us now on the postgame, head coach Chad Novak. And, Coach, congratulations on the win, 67-62.
Thank you.
Coach, you guys struggled at times in this one. Didn't necessarily look pretty, but you out-rebounded them 35-15.
Yeah, you know, I thought the crashing the offensive board is what kept us in the game the first half. If we wouldn't have crashed, I think we had 11 offensive boards in the first half, possibly somewhere right around there. And if we wouldn't have done that, we'd have been down halftime going, you know, we'd have been down about 10 points. So I was proud of our effort on the boards. That was probably the one highlight for the night was our rebounding.
Yeah. Damon Mesa, 8 points, dealt with foul trouble in the second half, but 8 points, eight rebounds, seven of those offensive boards all there in the first half.
Yeah, you know, he's one that's, like we've said before, he's tough-nosed and works his butt off. Unfortunately, got in some foul trouble tonight. But you know, he battled, and him and Caden Johnson both were really good in the first half on the boards. And I thought Caden did a really good job second half as well.
Yeah, Caden Johnson finishes with 17 points and 13 rebounds, five of those offensive boards for a double-double. And you've really seen him step up and come alive this year, something you didn't see from him last year, you're seeing this year.
Yeah, you know, he's starting to get a little more comfortable out there, and he's playing with a lot more confidence this year, which is awesome. And he's one that can spread the floor. He can go inside, and he can shoot the ball pretty well outside. So, and the other thing that he does really well, he passes the ball really well. So, he's kind of playing at a high level now. Right now, we just got to get everybody else on board and doing the same thing. And it's not that we're not playing hard. We just thought defensively tonight, we didn't play very smart. But you're going to have those nights. And but the thing we told them, and they knew it. We walked in the locker room and they were pretty quiet. So, and you know, we said, hey, that's a great win. You know, it wasn't pretty, but we found a way, which is great. And they know. They know we didn't play our best, but, you know, so, you know, just got to get back to work the next 2 days and get ready for a very good, you know, Goodland team.
Yeah, also Cooper Autry, 20 points, 5 of 6 at the foul line all down the stretch, just 4 rebounds. How big is it when you have a senior who can go to the line and hit the free throws down the stretch to help you win the game?
It's great. You know, good thing he was hitting because I think we still, as a team, we were only 10 of 20. For the night, I believe.
Yep.
So our goal is to be at 70% or higher, you know, as a group. And I think Saturday against Garden, we were 41% from the free throw line, and tonight we were 50% from the free throw line. And that's unacceptable. We've got to do a better job of hitting shots, hitting our free throws, and shooting the ball with confidence on those free throw line.
You guys did much better taking care of the ball tonight. I had you with only 9 turnovers tonight. Just talk about your offense, just taking care of the ball tonight.
Yeah, you know, they did a good job. They moved the ball side to side pretty well for the most part. I thought second half we started finally hitting middle a little more, which then obviously opened up some things on the perimeter. But, you know, one thing against the zone, we've got to do a better job of attacking with the dribble penetration as well. And I think Braxton started doing that second half, which was good to see. But, yeah, we did a good job of valuing the ball tonight and with only 9. So our goal is 12 or less, so that was great.
You got Goodland coming up. You know, tell us what we can expect to see going into Goodland Friday.
They're going to play really physical. They'll mix it up between some man and some either 1-3-1. They'll do some 12 press. You know, they've got some pretty good young kids, some sophomores. They got a good freshman, and they've got a couple upperclassmen. So they've got a good mixture of some young and, you know, kind of some senior veterans there. So I think they won one game last week in the tournament, but they were missing a couple starters and their head coach was out. So they've got all of them back. I think they got them back today or tomorrow. So, you know, they're going to be ready to go. That place is always a good place to play, a great atmosphere. So, you know, we told our kids we just got to be better, and we will. We'll be prepared. We'll get ready to go the next 2 days and be ready for a good battle versus Goodland.
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about the next 2 days. I mean, how's practice go? You know, you're coming off of, you know, 4 games in, what, 5 days or 6 days? Excuse me. So how does practice go? I mean, I know, you know, coming up here, all that, I know you're probably not going to go as hard as you want to do, maybe a lot of film, maybe a lot of walkthrough stuff, but how's it go for you guys going into Friday?
We're going to watch some film, obviously, and we're going to do a lot of shell. We're going to work on our defense a little bit. So, you know, that's something we obviously it was exposed tonight a little bit. So we've got to get better in the half court defense. And that's something that we kind of hang our hat on, and our kids really have done a good job. But tonight, for some reason, it was just lacking. So, yeah, we'll watch film. We'll get back to some basics, and we'll get a lot of shots up, get some free throws up, and get ready to go.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Sorry, we're getting wind tomorrow, but win.
A lot of wind.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Garden canceled school already, huh?
Oh, you did?
Oh, Garden, well, they Garden did. Yeah, we haven't
I heard
yet.
Garden, Deerfield, and Lakin.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh,
so Well, that could affect practice plans. We'll see. So,
congratulations on the win, and good luck Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. This is Longhorn Basketball on 1030 AM KBUF.